Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Closing the Deal. I am your host, Sam Enright, and today I am flying solo. I do have some things I wanted to share with you guys this morning, just sitting here kind of sipping on my morning coffee. And there's been some changes kind of in the lending industry, specifically an agency, I guess, here in Ohio that we work with fairly closely, and they have made some big changes to their programs, and it has made, I think, the program more suitable for a lot of people. And I kind of wanted to touch base on the different types of programs inside of the program that they offer, and, you know, kind of give you guys a little bit of information. So if you've been a little bit on the fence about purchasing, if you've been in a situation where, you know, you're not sure about down payment, you're not sure about interest rates and those sort of things, I'm hoping that this may help you guys realize that there are some additional options out there that, you know, that could definitely make sense for you, and maybe, you know, lighten the burden a little bit on the on everything that, you know, goes along with obviously purchasing a home. So today, guys, we are talking about OFA, the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. We always call it OFA. That's the acronym. But what is OFA? You know, what do they do? So OFA, in my opinion, what they do is they offer affordable housing options for people that are looking to buy homes. Now, they have programs for, you know, a lot of it is obviously geared towards first-time home buyers. However, they do have some next home programs, which are for people that have already purchased and are, you know, purchasing their second home. You know, they kind of are all over the place with what they offer. They have something called the Ohio Heroes Program, which rewards people in certain lines of work. So we're talking police officers, healthcare workers, teachers, public servants, basically people that are in those kind of workforces. They have something called the Ohio Heroes Program, which gives interest rate benefits to those people and that sort of thing. And so it really is all encompassing. There are all kinds of different options. And this is something that, again, we have used OFA for a lot of years, and OFA has always kind of been, you know, we used it a lot for down payment assistance because they had different down payment assistance programs. However, they did do a revamp this year, July 1st, 2025. They, I guess, made some decisions and came together. They are backed by US Bank. So that is who they work with as a correspondent lender. So US Bank is the one who actually services the loans and is the one who offers, you know, basically these terms. And so OFA and them work congruently. And so, you know, if you do decide to close a loan with OFA, your loan is going to go to US Bank. That's who you're going to be serviced with. So they're the ones offering, you know, basically these programs together with OFA. And they, I guess, work together, US Bank and OFA, and have made some major changes to their program. So, and I'll highlight those in kind of what has been in the past versus what it is now and what to kind of expect. So just as a general overview, OFA, again, is the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. They work with US Bank and they work to help home buyers achieve the goal of homeownership and try to do it in a manner where if you need down payment assistance, they have that. If you need lower interest rates, they have that. And so a lot of cool programs, and we'll get into obviously all of that. So getting started with the different types of programs, obviously I did kind of already highlight that for you guys a little bit. The one that we've been using a lot here recently has been the unassisted program. So a lot of the times in the past, we would use OFA for down payment assistance. So, you know, if we had clients who wanted to, you know, put no money down, or they didn't have down payment money saved up, we would look to OFA and we would use them for that program. Well, since their revamp, things have gotten a lot more aggressive on their interest rates, and things have gotten into a really good position. And so, you know, we've started to look at their unassisted program, which basically is just if you close the loan with US Bank with OFA, they will offer this specific interest rate. So I think right now, their normal FHA unassisted, I believe it 5.625%, and their conventional unassisted is 6.125%. This is as of yesterday. They have not dropped their rates today as of the time of recording, and they have changed their rates a little bit. I know when July 1st first came out, they were at 5% for FHA and they were at 5.5% for conventional. And so obviously we're about a half That's increased since then. So I'm sure that they saw, I mean, there was a lot of chatter, obviously, on July 1st when they first came out with these programs or came out with the changes, I should say, because again, they got extremely aggressive on pricing. And, you know, just to give you guys a little bit of an insight into the lending industry, I mean, there's not really any lender that I'm aware of that can touch 5.625% for FHA and 6 1/8 for conventional, 6.125. So, I mean, they are beating the industry right now in those rates alone, and they're not charging points to the buyers or anything like that in order to get these rates. And so my guess is that they're trying to drive a lot of business to them, and by offering lower interest rates, they can do that. And so that's one that we've used quite a bit. I think we've already closed two loans since July 1st using the unassisted program, and I believe we have three more that we are working on right now that are set to be closing here soon that we are also using the unassisted program for, just to get the better interest rate. So it's really opened up the doors for us as a lender to be able to help our clients get these lower interest rates, lower the payment, while also benefiting, you know, all parties, I guess. So that's one of their main ones that we've been using recently. Obviously, the down payment assistance program is still there. So prior to July 1st, the down payment assistance program, if you guys listened to previous episodes, I believe the seller concessions one, I talked a little bit about OFA and USDA and how you can work with those programs to get, you know, zero down loans or, you know, bring no money to closing, basically. So down payment assistance programs, they have revamped them. So it used to be that you could get either 5% or 2.5% assistance from OFA for your down payment. Now they basically will do the down payment assistance for whatever the minimum down payment is. So for FHA, it's 3.5%. For conventional first-time home buyer, it is 3%. So that is their new down payment assistance programs. You can no longer get the 5%. You no longer can get 2.5. Now you get basically your down payment covered, and that is all. However, one good thing about that is that that is now, somehow they have revamped it to that has now allowed them to become more competitive on interest rates. So one of the biggest negatives to OFA in the past, when we would try to have clients go the down payment assistance route, would be if we were to go the 5% assistance route. Let's say for FHA, we're at 6.75% us as a lender. Well, previously, when we were at the 5% mark for FHA, that down payment assistance program was the interest rate was 7.25%. So they were about 0.5% higher, which obviously is going to increase the payment. So now the borrower is going to be basically paying a higher payment in order to get this program. Whereas now they've shrunk in the down payment assistance portion. However, the rates have gotten far more competitive. I believe right now for the down payment assistance for FHA, I can look it up, but I believe it's somewhere around like 6.25%, which is much more in alignment with which is much more in alignment with where we currently are rates-wise as a lender. So now they can get the down payment assistance without having to pay that higher premium for that interest rate or for that down payment assistance. And we've seen that across the board with both conventional and FHA. So now there is that added bonus of getting that down payment assistance without having to pay the higher premium of the interest rate. So that is now jumped back in. Obviously, very, very good program if you're somebody who is looking for down payment assistance. If you don't have your down payment set up, now you no longer have to be burdened with the 0.5% interest rate being higher, you know, the larger monthly payment. Now those interest rates are much more in alignment with normal industry standard interest rates. So that is one good thing that we have seen. You can still get your, you know, down payment assistance covered while also getting the benefit of, you know, an average market interest rate. The other program that they offer that's really cool is the MTC credit. So this is the mortgage tax credit. This is a little bit of a different program. So as it kind of says in the name, this is a tax credit that you get. So basically you apply for this mortgage tax credit with OFA. They will issue it as long as you meet the criteria. And then this is basically a certificate that you get, and you can use it every single year when you go to file your taxes to get the amount differs. So it's based on target areas and a lot of stuff that, you know, it's kind of very nuanced depending on where the property is located. However, for easier terms, let's just say the IRS sets it at $2,000 for most for most people, unless you're like in a 20% zone where you could get a little bit higher of a credit. However, most of the time it's going to be capped at $2,000 for the year, which ends up being about $166 a month additional. So that is a credit to you at your tax time every single year. And so that is a that's a great program that we use. We often use it on our end because we can use that $166 a month as additional income to help with a loan application. So let's say we have a client who, you know, maybe is, you know, trying to purchase a house. It's kind of borderline on their debt to income ratio. They need a little bit of help. What we'll do is we'll add that mortgage tax credit in there. We're able to use it as income to help bring that debt ratio lower while also benefiting the client, getting them a mortgage tax credit every year when tax time comes. So it's a win-win, obviously. Sorry, I keep hitting the mic. So it's a win-win, obviously, for them and for us to be able to get them in the house that they're looking to get into. And then last one is the Ohio Heroes program. And they have the Ohio Grants for Grads. That one I am not as familiar with. But the Ohio Heroes, again, I already kind of touched on that one a little bit. So really, if you're in the role of public servant, so if you're policeman, firefighter, in your healthcare, your teachers, you know, those sort of things, they do get an added bonus of an interest rate reduction, as long as obviously you can prove that you work in one of those fields. Like we've done one, we just closed one for a friend of ours, and she is a nurse in the nursing field. And all we did was provide them with her nursing license, and they gave her the benefit of the lower interest rate. I think at this point in time, it's about a quarter difference. So quarter lower for the Ohio Heroes comparative to just the regular unassisted. So if you do down payment assistance with Ohio Heroes, you'd basically be saving a quarter comparative to where you would be if you did not qualify for that program. So again, I mean, as you guys can see, they have lots of different programs. You don't have to get down payment assistance. There are other programs out there, like the unassisted or the Ohio Heroes, that are great things to take advantage of if you work in that workforce, or if it's just something that, you know, you meet all the other OFA criteria and we can get you that lower interest rate. So getting into probably the biggest key here, which is going to be the criteria to be eligible for this program. Now, this is a little bit different. So we are a mortgage banker. We underwrite direct to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA. So what that means is we do not instill our own overlays as a company. If it's written in the FHA guidelines that they will go down to, you know, let's just say 580, we'll go down to 580 credit. If they say in the guidelines they'll accept this loan with 1 month's reserves, we'll accept the loan with 1 month's reserves. Overlays are essentially when a lender steps in and says, we will not accept this loan with 1 month's reserves. We know FHA will. However, we're going to put our own restriction on it. We are going to say that this loan requires 2 months' reserves. And so that would be considered an overlay. Basically, it is an additional guideline that the lender who is lending you the money puts on their loans, and they want you to meet that criteria. So that is one thing that's a little bit different. If you work with us at Kaysen directly, we do not have any overlays. So we underwrite directly to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. So whatever the guidelines say, we do that. OFA is a little bit different. OFA does instill their own overlays. So the biggest one is credit score requirements. While we at our company, we have investors that will go down to 580, 560. OFA for conventional USDA and VA is 640 minimum, and for FHA is a 650 minimum. So we have to have at least a minimum credit score of 640 for most of the programs. FHA is 650. Now, that obviously is something that we're mindful of. We have to be, you know, we have to pay attention to. And so that is the first thing. You know, you got to be over the credit score requirement. The next thing that they put on that is debt to income ratio requirements. So for FHA, they will allow upwards of a 56% back end debt to income ratio. OFA, however, if you are between a 650 and a 680 credit score, they will not allow you to go above 45% back end. And if you are above 680, they'll allow you to go to 50% back end. That is their absolute max. They do not allow you to stretch the debt to income ratio further than that. So while with regular FHA, you can go to 56%, that is an OFA overlay. That is a requirement from them. They will not allow the loan, you know, to go over that percentage. So a couple of things to be mindful of there, you know, just regular normal FHA without OFA involved, you could obviously afford a little bit more house. With OFA involved, you're going to have to knock that down a little bit depending on where your credit score is at. If you're 650 to 679, you know, you're going to be right around 45% back in. over 680, you're going to be able to stretch it to the 50% back end. So something to consider right there with the credit scores and the debt to income ratio requirements. Income requirements. So the nice thing about the income requirements that's a little bit different than, say, the other USDA, which is a zero down loan. So USDA, they both have income requirements, meaning you cannot make over a certain amount each year and qualify for their program. However, USDA is based on household income. So if you're married, but you are the only one on the loan application, your spouse is not on the loan application, USDA does not care. They're going to look at household income as a whole. So they're going to look at you and your spouse's income, no matter if he, she is on the loan with you. OFA works a little bit different. They only look at the person who is on the loan's income, which is one nice thing. If you and your spouse are over the income limit together and you can qualify for the house on your own with just your income and you're under the threshold, then you would be able to proceed forward with qualifying for that. So that is one nice thing comparative to USDA and having to abide by, obviously, being under that threshold. So I do believe they did make some changes July 1st. It used to be a little bit higher. I do believe in high income areas, like counties, I should say. So, you know, like your Fairfield, Franklin, Licking, I do believe that number is at 109, right around 109, 108,000 for the year gross. And then it used to be, I believe, at like 120, 123. So obviously they shrunk that down. And then in your areas, in your counties that are a little bit lower income, I believe it's somewhere around, I'd have to look at it. Obviously every county is a little bit different, but I believe it's somewhere around 88,000 or, you know, around 90,000 for that. So I don't believe it dips really any lower than 80 than in the high 80s. But if you wanted to look it up, if you're in the market for this, you can just Google OFA income limits and you can go click on the county and it'll tell you. And it does differ based on how many people are in your household as well. So if you have a household of 3 to 5 or 3 or more, the income limits jump up. If it's a household of 1 to 2, it's based on that 109. So that obviously is that caveat there. If you have a larger family, you know, if there's 4 or 5 of you, 3, 4, 5 of you, you can obviously stretch that based on that income a little bit further than somebody who, you know, 1 or 2 people in their family. Purchase price requirements. So they do have, obviously, purchase price requirements. You cannot purchase over a certain amount. Again, if you wanted to know what that is, you could Google it. In all honesty, I haven't really seen. So with these programs, there's a little bit of a weird thing because it's like they set these purchase price requirements while also setting, you know, income requirements. So it's very hard, you know, when their purchase price requirements are $450 a year, but you can't make over a certain amount of money each year, it does get a little bit hard to qualify for that much. So we don't oftentimes see people run into issues with going above the purchase price, because if they're going and purchasing around $450, you know, that number where it caps out, usually they're making too much money to qualify for OFA. And so it's not even really a thought. Now, for the most part, I do believe the number for FHA is set somewhere in the 400,000. Like I said, most of the time, I think the highest OFA one we've ever done is probably somewhere around 300. So we haven't really ever been pretty, you know, really close to that. But they do have them. It's something to be mindful of. Again, same thing. You can literally type in OFA purchase price limits and it'll tell you what those are. So you can see based, and it's again, based on county, based on area. So you can look and see what that is there as well. And then property requirements. So the one thing that they do have, property requirements, they will allow for 1 to 4 units. They do allow for manufactured homes. Their only requirements from like a standpoint of like land and that sort of thing is if you are inside of a municipal corporation, you cannot be purchasing more than 2 acres. And then outside of a municipal corporation, you cannot purchase more than 5 acres. So that is something to keep in mind. Again, something we don't typically run into very, very often, but again, something that they have in their guidelines that we need to be aware of when going and you know, qualifying people for these programs. And I think, you know, getting into the next one, we already talked about this a little bit, but how much assistance for the down payment assistance? So again, it used to be 5%, 2.5%. They have since changed that. Now for FHA, you can get your minimum down payment of 3.5% and your minimum for conventional of 3%. That is where they cap it at. So in those instances, obviously, you don't have to worry about bringing your down payment. It will be taken care of on behalf of OFA. So the only thing that you would have to worry about then it would be your closing costs if you're going to pay those out of pocket, if you're going to ask for seller concessions, that sort of thing. And we already talked about this as well, but how that changed interest rates. Obviously had a very, very, very positive impact on interest rates for them. They have been able to get a lot more aggressive, I guess would be the word. And this has allowed them to really, in my opinion, bring this program. And I don't know. I wouldn't say they necessarily were not getting people to use their program, but again, it was a little bit of a harder sell when you're talking with clients. They say, hey, we want, you know, down payment assistance. And then you start to talk about the payment. And when you're talking about a 0.5% to 0.625% more, or even a 3/4 more of an interest rate, that's going to have a drastic impact on the payment. And so, you know, when we talk with clients and we say, hey, you know, here's where we could go with OFA, but, you know, the payment's going to be 80, 90, 100, whatever the case may be, dollars more a month than what it would be if you didn't, you know, go that OFA route. And so I think with changing this, bringing those interest rates back into more what is on par for most mortgage companies, obviously opens the door. Now it's, you know, I priced a gentleman out the other day. He was interested in USDA, and I looked at our current interest rate for USDA, and I believe we were right around 6.625%. And then I went and looked at OFA down payment assistance for FHA, and they were at 6.5%. So not only was he going to save 0.25%, but he was also going to be able to get the down payment assistance as well. So basically, you know, kind of obviously, it was a lateral move for him. You know what I mean? Obviously, you know, with FHA versus USDA, you have higher mortgage insurance. So it wasn't necessarily going to be a complete lateral move. It was going to be a little bit more expensive. But it just, what that would have been 3 months ago before July 1st when we would have done it would have been a huge difference in payment. You know what I mean? So we would have been talking, obviously, probably 6.625 versus 7.25, 7.5 for the down payment assistance, and, you know, everything that comes along with that as well. So just something to be mindful of. I think obviously with the revamp, it's been a really good thing. It definitely is something that, you know, we are suggesting to our clients more often, especially the unassisted program. It's always something to look at. You know, we have a couple of clients who we have been able to save hundreds of dollars a month just by going the unassisted route, especially when they first dropped, you know, the interest rates and that sort of thing. So it's been huge, and definitely something that has been very, very beneficial. So if that's something you guys are interested in, something you wanted to, you know, pursue, definitely, you know, reach out to myself or reach out to a lender who works with OFA and kind of get some more information. And then last but not least, obviously want to talk about a couple of caveats for the programs. You know, obviously when it comes to the down payment assistance, nothing is free. We try to tell people that all the time. You know, there is no such thing as free money. I'm sure most of you know that now. You know, it just doesn't exist. So caveats, the cost for the MTC program. So I know we talked about the mortgage tax credit. That is the highest upfront cost for anything. So for OFA, they charge $500 at closing for that. Now, obviously, you do get the $2,000 tax credit back every year. So within the first year, that pays for itself more than enough. But that is an extra charge, an additional charge that you would pay at closing of your loan to get that MTC program would be the $500 credit or the $500 charge for that. So, and then the cost for the down payment assistance program. So when we do the down payment assistance or the unassisted programs, there is, I think it's $100 admin fee is the charge. So there's not much of a charge when it comes to the closing side of things. However, there are some other strings attached, or one other string attached to the down payment assistance program specifically. So OFA is unique in that they do not have a payment for the down payment assistance. So let's just think of it this way. You have your first loan, which is you purchasing the property for such and such amount, putting this down payment down and having this loan amount. And then we would just say, consider what OFA does, a second loan. So you are basically getting a second loan to pay for the down payment on that first transaction. Now, OFA's rules are, obviously, they set their own interest rates. We have no way of dictating that. We have no way of changing that. Their other rule is that you cannot sell or refinance anytime inside the first 7 years without paying back the unused portion of whatever it was that they gave you in that initial down payment assistance time period. So obviously, based on the time period in which you do decide to sell or refinance, that will be a prorated amount. So if you're at, you know, year five before you sell or refinance, it's going to be different than if you were to do it at year two. But it's just something to be mindful of out there. At year seven, that goes away completely. It's completely forgiven. If you live in your house 7 years, don't sell, don't refinance in that time period, that second loan basically just goes away once you hit that 7 year time period. So that is the one thing that, you know, is there that, you know, for like a USDA for a zero down would not, you know, they do not have any of that, you know, restriction or anything of that nature. So just something to be mindful of. It's not really something that scares a lot of people away, but it's just something to know that, you know, that is there and that is attached to, you know, the program ultimately. So, but yeah, guys, that's really it. I think it's been a really positive program for a lot of people, especially the unassisted portion of it. Down payment assistance has obviously gotten much better. And I mean, I think ultimately their changes as a whole this year have been really good for the business, for the industry. And I think they've done a lot of good, a lot of good work to help people get into houses more affordably. So you guys would be surprised what, you know, for an FHA, what 6.5% versus 5.625 really does to a payment. I know my one buddy, we're working on a loan right now. And I mean, it was $150 a month difference. And I mean, that, in my opinion, that's a lot of money when it comes to a mortgage, when it comes to monthly bills. To be able to save that is huge. And again, it's unassisted. There's no strings attached to it. You get the interest rate, you work with OFA, we send the loan to US Bank. That's going to be your servicer. You know, with the unassisted program, you know, you don't have that 7 year rule or anything like that. It's just that is it. So, I think it's really something to consider. If you've been on the fence about buying, if you are unsure, if you feel like this is a high interest rate market, which I mean, ultimately, yes, it is. It's higher than what we've seen in obviously quite some time. You know, COVID was really down. Prior to COVID, we were in the 4 or 5%. So, you know, this has definitely been a little bit higher than we've seen in probably 10 years or so. But OFA is doing a great job, I think, out there of helping it be a little bit more affordable for people. So as long as you meet those criteria, like I said, you know, we always go through the guidelines. We always double check, make sure that every client that we work with meets the criteria for these things. And if it's something that you do meet the criteria for, I think it's a great program to kind of consider. Again, especially if you've been on the fence about purchasing and, you know, you don't have down payment, you want to go that route, become more affordable. Or if you do have down payment, you want to go unassisted, you know, and get that better interest rate, obviously something to consider. So guys, on this, obviously, if you guys have any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments. Feel free to, you know, obviously give me a call. I do believe all of this stuff is linked in my socials. So, you know, I know this is one that, you know, is specific to Ohio. So, you know, if you, again, have been on the edge about, you know, whether or not you want to purchase or whether or not this is something that could work for you, this is a really, really great program to consider. So, yeah. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions, any concerns, anything that I didn't cover that you may have questions about. I'm more than happy to chat with you guys about that. So again, really appreciate you guys, all the support you guys have been giving the channel, all the support you guys have been giving the podcast, listening, you know, sharing those sort of things. And so, yeah, we're going to keep bringing you guys great content and, you know, looking forward to continuing down that journey. So yeah, guys, we will see you on the next episode that we have coming up for you. I know we do have another Saturday talks in the work. So we got a couple of fun ones coming up. Hopefully give you guys some good content, but you know, wanted to pop off and talk with you guys a little bit about the lending side of things and some great programs that we have available here in Ohio. So any questions, obviously don't hesitate to reach out and we will see you guys on the next episode. See ya.